The first decoration we encounter while examining the lower part of the garden is the Fountain of Hercules and Antaeus, the earliest example of a monumental candelabrum fountain. Tribolo and Pierino da Vinci created the marble parts and the cherubs that decorate the basin between 1538 and 1560, while Bartolomeo Ammanati made the sculptural group of Hercules and Antaeus, situated on top of the fountain. Hercules is an allegory for Cosimo, whose strength defeats political opponents, just like the mythological hero who killed the terrible giant Antaeus by crushing him. In fact, his grip was so powerful that it suffocated his rival. The sculpture depicts the final moment in the life of Antaeus, who, suffocated by Hercules, is screaming with his mouth agape, exhaling his last breath, dramatically represented by a stream of water over 5 meters high flowing from his mouth when the water features are turned on. The fountain we see here in Castello is a replica replacing the original, which was moved to Villa La Petraia for conservation reasons. Originally, beside Hercules and Antaeus, the visitor would have come across the Fountain of Venere Fiorenza, made by Giambologna around 1570. The work is named for the bronze figure which crowns the fountain. Venus, depicted as she comes out of the water and squeezes her long hair dry with her hands, is the incarnation of the Florence that dominates the other Tuscan cities, represented at the feet of the goddess through their symbols, merged around the pedestal of the statue. In 1788, Grand Duke Peter Leopold had the fountain moved to the garden of Villa La Petraia in the so-called Piano della Figurina, the statue level, where today's visitors can see a copy of the original bronze, which is preserved inside the villa.